plan on sitting here all day, or are you going to say something? You look uncomfortable. I could probably alleviate that if you'd speak. No? Suit yourself. Am I okay to smoke in here? There's an ashtray, so forgive me for taking the liberty. Any word on my lawyer? If I'm to believe you, he was called over an hour ago. Even in rush hour traffic, it doesn't take more than 45 minutes to get from uptown to here. I calculated the distance on the way here. Give or take a few red lights and general human error, takes about 44 and a half minutes. There are obviously variables, but he should be here by now. If you're waiting for me to spill something that had even the slightest chance of implicating me in whatever it is you have me here for, you're wasting my time and yours. I could just be silent, sure. But I have to admit, I'm getting bored, and your coffee's getting cold. Sure, I'll take coffee, thanks for asking. Seeing as I'm not formally charged with anything, you're not being very courteous. You haven't even offered me water. I'm parched. Having a one-sided conversation is very drying to the mouth. He speaks. Where was I? Let's see. I had a dinner reservation at Geraldine's at 8 p.m. I met a man there, Charles Phillips. Terribly gorgeous and dreadfully dull. I had the braised pear salad, garlic roasted cod and asparagus, and enough Chardonnay to fell a horse. I needed it to spice up the conversation. It was very boring. He dropped me home at 9:30, where he attempted to have sex with me. I turned him around and sent him home. On the way down, he complained to my doorman that I wouldn't put out. I went back upstairs, changed into my red silk nightgown, and had a glass of Cabernet. I retired early, but not before finishing myself off. Red wine does that to me, you know. Circulates the blood flow directly downstairs. It's not pertinent, no. I'm just being thorough. All of these facts are easily verifiable. An airtight alibi. Since that's out of the way, I'd like to talk about you. You're very good looking. There's a depth behind your eyes, an intelligence that mirrors my own. That's rare, very attractive. You can't seem to hold my gaze. Is it too much for you? Maybe you're afraid to give yourself away. You already have, so rest easy. I don't need you to make eye contact to know that you want to fuck me. It isn't even that you keep glancing at my nipples poking through this top, or how you swallowed when I mentioned what red wine does to me. Your whole body is trying to accommodate itself around mine. Even across this table. It's as obvious as you saying outright that you want to tear into me. Am I really? I don't think I'm being off base. Look at you, sweating under your collar. You have a beautiful vein there, pulsating, almost violently. Beautiful. May I? Hey, all in good fun. You scared for me to touch you? I don't believe you. There. Need to have that blood pressure checked. High stress job, you know. Now that is a chiseled jaw. Almost like it was cut from granite. A few days of stubble, I bet that would feel delightful on skin as soft as mine. Remember, officer, we're being recorded here. You have me pinned to the table, and unless you intend to have your way with me, I suggest you let me go. I'm fine either way, for what it's worth. Is that how you like it, then? Do you enjoy control? If you were to take me here and now, would you cuff me to the table? I read an article recently that only those who possessed a sadistic need for control sought out careers in law enforcement. Does that hold any truth for you? Are you frothing at the mouth to dominate me? I'd give in, maybe, for you. I usually find myself with the upper hand, I'll admit. But if submission gets your cock hard, I could say a few yes sirs and let you slap me around. Oh, but I won't, no. I don't have to be quiet. Unless you're gonna charge me or fuck me, there's nothing you can do to stop me. Get yourself together. You have a list of things to ask me, so do it and stop wasting my time. You already asked that. Next one down. I read it from here. Does suspect have any affiliation with the victim? I'll need to know who the victim is for that one. David Meyer, that amateur from the firm down High Street? I wouldn't say I affiliated with him. It would have been bad for business. But I knew him, yes. He interned for my firm about 5 years ago. Wanted a job in copy and wouldn't stay out of the pitch meetings. And his only job was fetching coffee. He wasn't very good at it. Sent him to Benson and Moore, where he found himself more suitably employed. What happened to him? Very gruesome indeed. These are the pictures here? My, 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 look at the claw marks on the face and the chest. Lover's quarrel, no doubt. Bullet to the back of the head, indicated by the exit wound on the forehead. She couldn't face him. I studied forensics for a while. I enjoy a good mystery. A forensic analyst does most of your job, you know. They tell you how, and you chase down why. I switched to marketing once I discovered my strength and persuasion. In any other setting, I'd have you on your knees, begging for a good look under my skirt. I'd enjoy that very much. Maybe, if you aren't busy later. Ah, there he is. You're quite late, Don. I've been a good girl. The detective can attest to that. What kept you?